This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also get involved with the smarter people than I in the chat room. I mean, it's that simple. They are smarter than I am, which I know is hard for you to understand. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, you know, helping me steer and direct. I don't hear anything, everything the guest says. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about education. And in California, you'd think the school boards or the boards of education, as they're called, have so much power, and they don't. They don't have as much power as you think. They mostly rubber stamp organizations. And the state education code is the one that dictates what they can and can't do. And on top of that, not only does it dictate what they can and can't do, but you can you can tweak it a little bit, but you really just have to fall within the guidelines. That's why it's a very frustrating place to be. It's almost like you're more of a sergeant. You're kind of carrying out the orders that are coming down from the state, and they don't really know what's going on in your community. They can care less. As long as they get their agenda done, they're fine. And the Ed Code, again, ties your hands with the union issues and more than that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I told you earlier that we have a school district that's actually thinking about punishing students for using the word terrorist. Now, I don't know if that is in an essay or whatever, but really, is that where we come to? Now, this district is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, so for my Pennsylvania listeners, what is this all about? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. It's the Saucon Valley School District. It's considering a policy that would ban five words if they are used in a hateful, oh, well, that's scary. Who decides what's hateful? That's what I want to know. I want to know, is it a teacher? Is it an administrator? Who decides what's scary? One of the words that could be banned in derogatory... One of the words that could be banned is a derogatory word for a woman. The other is a racial slur typically used in rap music. They can't use the N-word or the B-word, right? I mean, wouldn't that use less characters? The other words on their proposed list include retarded, terrorist, and gay. Now, Superintendent Craig Butler said Wednesday that the policy was reviewed but not voted on at Tuesday's school board meeting. What we're looking for specifically is that these words not be used in a malicious and hurtful manner. Now, Craig Butler told McCall.com, we're trying to reinforce with our young adults that we expect them to speak respectfully. students using the word in a hateful or menacing way should be sent to an intervention program to be re-educated. My God, this sounds like a German concentration camp. And we're going to send you to an intervention program and a re-education program. Yeah, you would like it. Yes. Think about it. You're going to send me to a program to teach me how to think. Where's my parents in all of this? Students using the word in a hateful or menacing way. What is hateful menacing? If I tell somebody they're acting like a terrorist, does that mean they're hateful and menacing? Or I'm hateful and menacing? Well, what do they mean? They need to nail this down. Students using the word in a hateful or menacing way would be sent to an intervention program. I suppose the first question should be, yeah, right, who gets to decide, right? For example, let's say another radical jihadist describes to run over a bunch of pedestrians in the name of religion of peace. Would it be hateful to call it a jihadist or a terrorist? I mean, if the kid's sitting there, the young man or woman, if he's sitting there and he says, hey, you know, the thing that happened this morning, that guy appears to think I was a terrorist. Is that hateful? And last I checked again, I thought we were under freedom of speech here. I didn't know. All this crazy stuff. You know, Todd Stern's today on the show. Yeah, I guess he had a guest on that they were talking about all kinds of things going on college campuses. And one of the issues that were going on, I just caught a little piece of it here, is that Brown University is going to implement a change to its graduate school application that will allow applicants to, ready for this, self-identify in several ways. Persons of color, gender, the whole nine yards. And now, you make it up as you go. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. What is that? What did they just try to get rid of? Affirmative action. So what's going to be the guidelines? They're going to have to change it to self-identify. And where was this in the 70s when I was trying to get into some programs where they had minorities first? They had to hire black or women first. I could have identified as a black female. I would have gotten right to the top of the list. I wonder if you can self-identify in the ballot. Can you imagine that? Because there's no pictures. So I can identify again as a black female. Maybe I can get to the top of the voter list. It just gets worse. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, when it comes, why is it that you atheists, and again, I have a lot of friends that are atheists, and they're good people. You know, they don't, I don't think they make fun of me. I might after I leave. I don't know. They don't make fun of me. But why is it that when you come back, or when you come at people like us, some of you atheists, this God that doesn't exist for you, this God that you don't believe in, makes you crazy? How does that happen? I don't get it. And you're mad for us to praying to something that doesn't exist. We're not going to get a result as far as you're concerned because there's nothing there to get a result from. So why do you care? Do you love me that much? You just don't want me to be that stupid. Is that what it is? Well, I think you ought to get over yourself, because they're going to believe in it no matter what. And plenty, you're not going to change their minds. Matter of fact, there's many more atheists that turn to Christianity or turn to God as a whole than the other way around. Now, the atheists now say that a football coach broke the law by praying with his team, but not quite what you think it is. And in the end, a high school football coach broke the law when he joined his team in prayer after a football game. Now, notice, he joined the team. They were already praying. They were allowed to do that. It's really that simple. Now, the notorious gang of atheists known as the Agnostic and Free Thinkers. Now, it's illegal for public school athletic coaches to lead their teams in prayer. He didn't lead. Let's get it over it. Participate in student prayers. Well, I don't know about that. Or otherwise promote religion to students. What religion were the students promoting to him? That's what I want to know. The Freedom from Religion freaks. Their attorney, Ryan Jane, wrote and threatened a letter to the Evansville Vandenberg School Corporation. Wright's high school football coach was photographed by a local newspaper as he prayed with student athletes following an October 13th football game. The newspaper captioned the photo, "Reach head coach Andy Hope prays with his team." Now, if the team was already praying, what was wrong with him going there to support his players? I mean, what are they so afraid of? I'm just totally perplexed by this. I am not afraid of things that don't exist. Sorry, just not there with you. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid of Thor. I'm not afraid of the Hulk. I'm not afraid of, what's that flame guy on Fantastic Four? What's his name? Johnny Torch or whatever his name is, right? I'm not afraid of these guys. You know why? Guess what? Newsflash. They don't exist. They're not real. I'm not worrying about them coming through my bedroom in the middle of the night. Because you know why? They don't exist. So who's the smarter one here? You guys that are petrified of a God that you say that doesn't exist? You're so worried he's going to do damage to these young little minds? No, they're better off to do whatever they want to do. Just to kind of go all over the place and let their mind wander and figure it out on their own. Good for you. Anyway. They went on and said that Coach Hape's conduct is unconstitutional because he endorses and promotes religion when acting in his official capacity as the coach of the Panthers. When public school employees acting in their official capacities organize and advocate for team players, they effectively endorse religion on the district's behalf. So when you have a Bible study class at school and they have a Bible study club, and a teacher who in California has to be a teacher, a teacher has to be heading up any one of the clubs on campus. So you have a teacher that heads up the club. Does that mean she can't head up the club because it's a religious club? And she's in the act of performing her duties? When does it stop? Where's the line? So the FFRF is calling on the school district to investigate Coach Hap and to take the steps to prevent what they call serious and flagrant violations of the First Amendment. That's right. You have to stop doing that right now. While the district does permit students to engage in religious activity, there are school rules regulating staff and their religious activities, including prayer. Staff members shall not use prayer, religious readings, or religious symbols as a devotional exercise or in an act of worship or celebration. The policy states, no matter how well-intended, either official or unofficial sponsorship of religiously-oriented activities by the school are offensive to some as a plan. Now, that's offensive to some line. I like that line. Because it's offensive to me that you don't like me praying to a God that you don't believe exists. So where's my justice? When do I get mine? What's really funny is, again, I want to go to, you can say it till the air stops being created on this planet. Our founding fathers were not against religion. As a matter of fact, many of our founding fathers thought that the writings of Christ, the writing of the Bible, was a great thing to teach our kids. We've gone from that to where we can't even talk about Christ in school. We're a prayer to Jesus. We're a commencement speech prayer is against the law. That's what we come to. Superintendent Dave Schmidt told the television, local television station, that they're standing alongside the coach and the players. Our coach was there supporting his players. And that's what we expect, and that's what we love about our coaches and our employees. Good for him. They have every right to stand behind our employees and our student athletes. Jeremy Dye, an attorney with the First Liberty Institute, told me, told the writer what happened on the football field was perfectly legal. The kids have a First Amendment right to lay hands on their coach and pray for him. Perfectly legal. He didn't ask for it. They just did it. Now, the government cannot stop the students with their religious expression. And should the school district investigation determine the coach did, in fact, break school policy, they could face legal action from First Liberty Institute. Darned if they do, darned if they don't, huh? As well they should be, frankly. No, seriously. The school districts need to stick up for religious liberty as much as they need to speak up for, you know, freedom of speech and so on. It's not all one way. So it's amazing to me that somebody, I mean, you've got history teachers on campus. You mean they don't know what our founding fathers thought about religion? No. I don't want to hear what they believe our founding fathers thought. I want them to read you what our founding fathers thought. I want them to read to you, have them read to your kids, or you read to your kids, the stories about our founding fathers. How many times George Washington was caught on his knees praying while he was president? Oh my, did they docked him for the time he was on his knees? What do you think? I'm just curious. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to be able to speak to you every day here. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to get me some oxygen. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. No. Put the camera on me. Not Gumby. He doesn't pay the bills around here. Seriously. Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and doing all those things that we just love to do, right? And I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. You know, they've been making this noise, this dust up, they're just being stupid, okay? I like that. They're just being stupid. And I know you can't see this on radio, and if you're watching, you head up to the website, therealside.com, we can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There was a video that was put out earlier, I guess yesterday, about the way the trees look in the White House. And instead of talking about how beautiful, because I don't like all silver. I think Tammy likes the silver look thing. But I don't much care for it. I don't hate it. But the fact that somebody took the time to do all this, I appreciate. Because you wouldn't catch me doing it. But it is a Christmassy feeling there again. So, for those of you who are actually watching, I'll do the best I can to narrate for those of you who can't watch. But I think it's worth a look. I think it's worth hearing and seeing about. And President Trump agreed to put Christ, yeah, I know, some of you just popped, Christ back in Christmas, as it should be. Take a look. Probably would help if we actually had sound, right? So, you know, the video put up by the White House, God bless them. Seriously, no joke. And I'm so glad they have the guts to do it. And if you're watching, you'll see what I'm talking about. And the video's all about what's going on at the White House, what's going on in the kitchen, what's going on with the hallways, what's going on with the volunteers, who are quite excited to see this happening. Why is this a bad thing? Oh, depending on who you talk to, it's a bad thing. They don't like the way it looks. It looks too religious. It's Christmas, ya yo-hos. How can it look Christmas? Oh. Okay, they just make me nuts. Because there's so many other things that they could be complaining about, right? Hope some of you appreciated that. There's so many other things that they could be working on. They just, it's, you know, with Sarah Huckabee, the pie looks phony, right? I mean, seriously. Then the other day we heard, I mean, this is all stuff going on now when we've got a nut job in North Korea that's lobbing missiles at well, they're just testing them. They just happen to be aimed at heading towards Japan and places. God. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it without hurting somebody. Because at some point in time, I couldn't handle the stupidity anymore. You know? Anyway. This is up on the Todd Stern site, by the way. You know, during the first year of the Obama administration, the president and first lady considered removing the nativity scene. They actually openly considered removing the nativity scene from the White House for the sake of inclusivity. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. Inclusivity means you do everything you can to bring as many people as you can into the fold, if you would. Correct? Or am I on drugs? Now, during the first year of the Obama administration, they wanted to remove a nativity scene that 80 million Americans say they relate to. Right? So if 80 million Americans out of 350 million Americans say that they relate to Jesus, that they consider themselves Christians, then why would you take away the nativity scene, which is special to Christians, and call that inclusivity? Who are you including? Isn't it interesting how when you insult a group, it seems like the smaller group gets the most amount of attention. The smaller group gets the most amount, you know, of activity. Now, the New York Times buried that Yuletide nugget deep inside a story about then White House Special Secretary Desiree Rogers. You can read it yourself. But it went on to say, but Washington is a city that likes traditions, and Mr. Rogers has raised a few eyebrows by trying to, I'm sorry, Ms. Rogers, right, has raised a few eyebrows herself when former social secretaries gave a luncheon to welcome Ms. Rogers earlier in that year. One participant said that she surprised them by suggesting the Obamas were planning a non-religious Christmas, hardly a surprising idea for an administration making a special effort to reach out to other faiths. The lunch conversation inevitably turned to whether the White House would display its customary place in a prominent spot in the East Room. Ms. Rogers, this participant said, replied that the Obamas did not intend to put the manger scene on display. And remarked that through an audible gasp from the tight-knit social secretary sisterhood. Now, later on, a White House official confirmed that this was a true statement, that there was truly discussion on whether or not that they would be putting up the nativity scene. Now, at the end, the tradition went up. The executive mansion is now decorated for the Christmas holiday. You know, and the funny thing about it is, if you want to be inclusive, you want to talk about the history of this country, right? Think about this. Why would you want to, well, first of all, the first, quote-unquote, African-American president and his wife, why would you want to mark the first Christmas be known for throwing out baby Jesus? Remember, whether you want to hear it or not, whether you want to agree to it or not, this is a Judeo-Christian country. We are based on Judeo-Christian laws. Our founding fathers, if you do your own homework and not read the Huffington Post, you would find out we're very religious, very God-fearing men. You know, and I love how you try to beat on George Washington. Again, I talked about it earlier. Washington was on his knees regularly praying. So for a man supposedly who didn't believe in a God, he was sure on his knees praying to something. And then the Obamas made no secret on their quest to fundamentally transform Christmas into a religious neutral celebration. You know, more and more, if you watched as the years went on, the decorations were more pet-centric than Jesus-centric. And, of course, there were those infamous religion-free holiday cards featuring the family dog without the word Christmas. I don't know how that inclusive. Really, seriously. Now, the funny thing about that, if they want to be more inclusive, why would they put a dog on a card that might be sending to Muslims? That doesn't make any sense either. Somebody missed that one, huh? It ultimately became an issue in 2016 in the presidential campaign. And many, many religious voters, many people who believe in God had a problem with it. They were, you know, we're stomping cold and attacks on Judeo-Christian values, the president declared, to the Value Voters Summit. That was last September with President Trump. He says, you know, we're getting near the beautiful Christmas season that people don't talk about anymore. They don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. You can go to the department stores, and they'll say, Happy New Year. You know, it's funny, I was on the phone with a guy today with tech support on an issue. And I said, when we got done, he said, listen, happy holidays. I said, I don't have happy holidays. I have a Merry Christmas, and I hope you have one, too. And he giggled. He said, you know, thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you, too. So they're still being told that they can't say Merry Christmas. And look, it's not the end of the world. The world doesn't fall apart because somebody doesn't say Merry Christmas to me. If you prefer happy holidays and that's the greeting you want to use, fine. If you're using happy holidays because you're afraid you're going to insult someone, then it's not fine. It is not fine. Because if you and I have a relationship, and even if we don't, and you have an understanding of what I mean, it shouldn't be an issue. If I said Merry Christmas to somebody, go, hey, you know, I'm Jewish, I don't do Christmas. I go, whoa, I'm sorry. Well, happy Hanukkah to you then. It would have been that, and that changes the whole idea of what we're doing here, right? And if somebody's Jewish said to me, hey, happy Hanukkah, Joe, because they thought I was Jewish, I'd say, you know what, I'll take that. I'm a Christian, but I'll take that because you guys get gifts for 8 nights. I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? But we shouldn't get all tied up in this? I don't understand this. It makes absolutely no sense. When we come back from the break, I'm going to pick up Jason from Nashville, see if he wants Christmas. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. I really mean that sincerely. I don't care whether we're on the same page or not. As long as you're being respectful, I always enjoy when you guys are in there and we're chatting, we're talking, I'm watching the conversation, and I really do appreciate it. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do, and I really, truly appreciate the time that you spend, you know, sending me emails, getting involved in the conversation, telling me what you think about certain things. I really, really do appreciate it. Anyway, let's go to the line. We've got the Jason from... Hey, where did the mouse go? I think it ran away. Jason from Nashville is on the line with me. Jason, thanks for calling. Uh-oh. I think he fell asleep. No, wait a minute. How about now? You there, Jason? Hey, how about now? That's all right. We'll wait for him to come back. He probably fell asleep. I let him wait long enough. Anyway, but I get back to it. No, seriously, you really, truly, and I'm going to leave the guy on the air. Hopefully when he comes on, he won't start spurring. Yeah. What's that? All right. I put him back on hold. Let him know if you see him in the thing. Tell him. Anyway, I'm loving all the stuff I'm seeing about Christmas, by the way, too. I think it's just hilarious that everybody's so afraid of what they might say, what they might not say, what could happen, what might not happen. Who are you going to offend? Who are you not going to offend? I was telling you on the other side about how when I was on the phone and getting some tech support done, And the guy was almost afraid to say Merry Christmas. Now, this year, I was going to do the Merry Christmas buttons again. But I couldn't, I can't get them here in time. So I'd love to do them, but I'm not going to do them this year. Maybe I'll find a place to get them and send you guys in that direction. So, Trump, promised to bring Christmas back. And when you look at what he's done at the White House and what's being done at the White House, I think it's great. And I think it's wonderful. But, you know, it's only going to be a matter of time before somebody decides this, too. Think about this. This, too, is over the top. And this, too, is some kind of religious affiliation. And that we shouldn't be doing it. You watch. It won't be long. I guarantee it. And then what are you going to do then? Are you willing to fight? Are you truly willing to fight? You know, I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give him the benefit of the doubt and try again. Jason, is that you? Are you there? Anybody home? Okay. We lost that one. I'm just going to drop him. I can pick him up later.
Yeah.
There he is. Jason, is that
there
you?
There I am.
There you is.
That is me, Joe. How are you doing?
I thought I bored you to death and put you to sleep. I was trying to wake you up there. I was going to start singing to you.
I'm sitting here all of a sudden, and so I'm here again. Boom, you're gone. I'm like, hello.
Well, okay, so you want to talk about Kate Steinle, the sad, sad state of affairs in San Francisco that took place tonight. What do you got to say?
Yeah, well, you know, Joe, I may not be a journalist right now, but I'm born this way. I research stuff. And, you know, the one thing that got me was they found him not guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Here's the thing. They convicted him on being a felon with a gun. Okay? The moment he picked up that gun, he was committing a felony in California. Anything that happened after that, any death that happened after that, falls under one of the actually it falls under the felony murder rule, but even if they wanted to just go involuntary manslaughter, the minute he picked up that gun, he knowing he was a felon and therefore committing a crime by picking it up, that automatically convicts him of manslaughter if the jury was following the law.
Amen. I can't even argue with you because up there was all about, as I said earlier, it was all about a feel good thing, all about this poor guy that was being crucified and taken advantage of because Donald Trump hates immigrants and that kind of thing. It's like, are you guys serious? Simply, what did the law say?
You know what? Here's the thing, Joe.
Yeah.
If you take, let's just say for the sake of argument, and I know this is going to be distasteful, but go with me for a minute, okay?
Okay. I'll shut up for
a
minute.
Let's take everything the defense said as the truth. What they admitted was this man committed a felony, and then in the commission of that felony, shot Kate Steinle dead. They admitted the felony murder rule. The defense's own argument admits he committed murder under California felony law.
I'm with you. I don't get how he got away with this. Look, I said this to somebody before. I said, even if you go into a bank and you rob the bank with a phony gun, okay, there's no way you can kill anybody. It's physically impossible. And you turn around and somebody sees a gun, has a heart attack and dies. What can you be convicted of? You know?
Yeah.
You could be brought up on murder charges.
Exactly. And that's the thing everybody is missing. Now, we have to take into account where this jury was located.
Yeah, I know.
Statistically, the odds of a conservative on that jury, very low. So, you know, they were looking
one in 351 million.
Go.
Yeah. No.
Right. So,
yeah.
The thing is that when you look at the actual narrative of the defense and you take the time to go look at the laws yourself,
right.
They basically said their client was guilty of felony murder under the laws of California. Now, when I look at the verdict, what I'm thinking is this jury's going, well, we don't want to give Trump a win But there is absolutely no way we can deny he was a felon with a gun. He admitted he had it.
Right.
And this will get the guy deported out of the country again, saying, well, this dangerous guy won't be on the streets anymore, blah, 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 without giving it. So this verdict, you can say is purely political, because even under, if you take the defense at their word is 100% truthful, they admitted their client fell under felony murder in California.
I wasn't surprised, but I was amazed that he was able to walk away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I still, my heart is, I still want to have, the faith that the system is going to do anything. And can I mention, somebody in the chat room made a comment, Joe?
Okay.
They said that the prosecution couldn't prove intent. And Dave, you mentioned that in the chat room. Dave, here's the response to that. The minute he picked up that gun and thus was committing a felony, intent doesn't have to be proven anymore. He killed someone in the commission of a felony, which was carrying that gun.
Wow. Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know if you heard it earlier. And what I said was, look, here's what bothers me. He was here illegally. That's law break one. Number two.
Oh, yeah.
He picked up a gun. Now, even if I'm here legally, I'm a legal citizen, I'm here, and I see that gun. First off, I know it ain't mine. I didn't drop it. Number two is, I know I'm in San Francisco. There's no way I could be carrying a gun. I need to get a hold of a cop, throw the thing in a garbage pail. I need to do something, not to let it just sit there, I would hope. But I'm not going to pick it up and shove it in my pocket. Right? The minute you pick that thing up.
He knows that.
Yeah. He knew what he was doing.
Right. He knows.
He knew exactly.
He knew exactly he was committing a felony when he picked that gun up. He knew it.
And he knew he was in a sanctuary city.
All the rest of this.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what it comes down to.
I don't know. I am amazed at this on a regular basis. I'm not surprised because we're in California. Now we're a sanctuary state. I love that. You know what? Don't you love these attorneys and these guys that get on TV on a regular basis? There's no such thing as a sanctuary city or sanctuary state. Really? Then why does the mayor and governor keep saying, we've just declared ourselves a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state? Do they not know what it means?
Exactly.
God, you just want to shoot yourself. Jason, thanks so much for calling in and weighing in on this. I do appreciate it. Have a great rest of the night.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know, I got to tell you something. It's sad. I mean, I wasn't going to go back there, but Jason brought me back. So, I mean, it's okay. God bless Jason. You know, your daughter dies in your hands. Your American citizen daughter dies in your hands. And you're in court in the U.S., in these United States. You're in a United States city. And you hope that you can get justice. You want justice for the murder of your daughter. I'm not interested that the gun went off by accident. If you weren't waving the gun, if you didn't have the gun pointed at anyone, even if you didn't, look, I understand or I hear, I wasn't there, so I don't know that the shot ricocheted off the cement and then hit her. But guess what? I know that if he wasn't here, it wouldn't have happened. If he didn't pick up the gun, it wouldn't happen. If he wasn't doing something legal, it wouldn't happen. If he wasn't trying to do something nasty, it wouldn't have happened. I mean, all these things that led up to this happening, and we're just going to blow down that poor immigrant. He just wanted a better life here in California. Right. By taking the life of a wonderful young lady, a wonderful young U.S. citizen that was doing nothing wrong but enjoying the day with her dad. Think about that. How you think they're going to feel again this Christmas? Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. God bless. Thanks for being with me today. I always appreciate your time and your kind words, and even your not-so-kind words. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.